Monday, April the 27th. Mrs. Bull taught us to wash up in domestic science. Talk about teaching your grandmother to suck eggs. I must be one of the best washer-uppers in the world. Barry Kent broke an unbreakable plate, so Mrs. Bull sent him out of the room. I saw him smoking quite openly in the corridor. He has certainly got a nerve. I felt it was my duty to report him to Mrs. Bull. I did this purely out of concern for Barry Kent's health. He was taken to Popeye Scruton, and his Benson and Hedges were confiscated. Nigel said he saw Mr. Scruton smoking them in the staff room at dinner time, but surely this can't be true. Pandora and Craig Thomas are creating a scandal by flaunting their sexuality in the playground. Miss Elf had to knock on the staff room window and ask them to stop kissing. Tuesday, April the 28th. Mr. Scruton made a speech in Assembly this morning. It was about the country's lack of morals, but really he was talking about Pandora and Craig Thomas. The speech didn't do any good, because while we were singing "There is a green hill far away," I distinctly saw glances of a passionate nature pass between them. Wednesday, April the 29th. My father is worried. Electric storage heaters are not selling well. My father says this proves that consumers are not as stupid as everyone thinks. I'm fed up with him mooning about the house at night. I have advised him to join a club or get a hobby, but he is determined to feel sorry for himself. The only time he laughs is when those advertisements for electric storage heaters are shown on television. Then he laughs himself silly. Thursday, April the 30th. I was seriously menaced at school today. Barry Kent threw my Snaplock executive briefcase onto the rugby pitch. I have got to find £2 quickly before he starts throwing me onto the rugby pitch. It's no good asking my father for money. He is in despair because of all the red bills. Friday, May the 1st. Grandma rang early this morning to say, "Cast ne'er a clout till May be out." I haven't got the faintest idea what she was going on about. All I know is that it has something to do with vests. I am pleased to report that Barry Kent and his gang have been banned from the Off the Streets Youth Club. But this means they are now on the streets, worse luck. They filled a French letter with water and threw it at a bunch of girls and made them scream. Pandora burst the thing with a badge pin, and Rick Lemon came out of his office and slipped in the water. Rick was dead mad. He got dirty marks all over his yellow trousers. Pandora helped Rick to throw the gang out. She looked dead fierce. I expect she will win the medal for Most Helpful Member of the Year. Saturday, May the 2nd. Had a letter from Grace Poole. This is what it said. "Dear Adrian, thank you for your charming letter of thanks. It fair brightened up my day. The girls are all joshing me about my suitor. I am due for parole on June the 15th. Would it be possible to come and see you? Your Auntie Susan is one of the best screws in here. That's why I obliged and made the toothbrush holder. See you on the 15th then. Yours with fond regards, Grace Poole. P.S. I was falsely convicted of arson, but that is all in the past now." My God, what shall I do? Sunday, May the 3rd, second after Easter. There is nothing left in the freezer, nothing in the pantry, and only slimming bread in the bread bin. I don't know what my father does with all the money. I was forced to go round to Grandma's before I died from malnutrition. At 4 o'clock, I had one of those rare moments of happiness that I will remember all my life. I was sitting in front of Grandma's electric coal fire, eating dripping toast and reading the News of the World. There was a good play on Radio 4 about torturing in concentration camps. Grandma was asleep and the dog was being quiet. All at once I felt this dead good feeling. Perhaps I'm turning religious. I think I have got it in me to be a saint of some kind. Phoned Auntie Susan, but she is on duty in Holloway. Left a message with her friend Gloria, asking Auntie Susan to ring me urgently.